Hey, Pat, we were told earlier about an attempt. Well, Melissa Seach from Police Media told us about an attempted ram raid in Collingwood. We assume it's in the part of Smith Street where all the outlet shops are. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, that's exactly right, Ross. It's next to the Kathmandu store, so it's the MacPac outlet.
A what outlet?
MacPac.
MacPac.
Like Kathmandu, like the adventure clothing.
Yeah. And what can you see there?
Well, if anyone's driving down Smith Street, you'll see three cameramen and also a Herald Sun snapper paying very close attention to a bollard, because this bollard basically prevented the ram raid. So the guys have got a ute, three men in a ute. They've reversed it at high speed into the front of the store, thinking they'll just smash through the glass and then get in. But this store's got a little bollard in between the door, which has stopped the car from getting in. And police just held a press conference then to say that it's something a lot of stores along here have introduced because of a series of ram raids. So it's, in this case, it's worked.
Okay, in other words, the bollard is put there precisely for that purpose.
Yeah. It's right in the middle of the two. So if you can imagine like a big glass door.
I've seen a million of them. So it's retractable. Does it go back down into the ground where they want to open the store for biz?
No, they'd leave it there. You just got to make sure you don't hit it on the way in, I guess.
All right, You walk around it. So is the ute still there?
No, they did dump the ute, but that's been taken. But three men on foot. And they're described as African in appearance, probably aged in their 20s or maybe in their late teens.
Right, and I assume that if a policeman had apprehended them a short time after, while they'd come from point A to go to point B, which is Smith Street, they left their car there, and then they had to get back to point A. At that point, the policeman would deliver the time on it from the movies, "You're a Long Way From Home."
Definitely. So they're, and they've also got a lot of CCTV vision. These guys weren't wearing masks, so shouldn't be too long before police catch up with them, you imagine?
Well, they've got a description on them. There'll be a shizen load of CCTV. They'll be plastered all over the 6 o'clock news, and then they'll be spending the weekend in jail.
I guess that's how it plays out, yeah.
Good on you, Pat.